Yes, I've discovered, and many people agree with me in Zambia, that to change what we need to change in this country, the reforms that we need to introduce that will lead to accelerated development can only be done by people who have the power to do so. It is common knowledge in Zambia that no matter how NGOs, meaning civil society organizations, powerful churches and other stakeholders, no matter how much they lobby, how much they engage in advocacy activities, a government never listens. Not only our government, the current government, but even successive governments have not listened. They simply say, the people have given us the mandate to govern the country. There's nothing you can tell us. So we have realized, that what we need to do is to get that power and then introduce and then implement the reforms that will democratize Zambia, the reforms that are required to solve the political question and set Zambia on a path of accelerated development.
But Father Bwalya, as a minister of the church, some people are saying that there are so many political parties in the country. You supported the Patriotic Front that came to power, and they said you could equally lend your support to other parties to come to power because you believe in their principles. Why form your own party when there are all these political parties that can help, you know, bring about the change that you so desire?
That position is presuming that I support the principles, the values of other political parties. That is what it is presuming. I must say that I've made it very clear that I have a vision. My team has a vision. We consider ourselves as new wine that should be put in new wineskins. The other thing is that we are a democracy, multi-party democracy, and no one should choose what we should do or how we should exercise our rights. The issue of saying we should join another political party is a choice that is being made by other people to be imposed on us. We have decided that the best thing for us is to form our own political party, and we are going ahead in that direction. And I think that people need to respect our individual choice.
You've heard some people accusing you of scandalizing the church, and they ask you to resign as a Catholic father of the church. What is your response to that?
Well, the person who is accusing me of scandalizing the name of the church, I'm sure he has his own motives for accusing me of such. As far as I'm concerned, as far as the Catholic Church is concerned, I've not scandalized them in any way. I stopped being an active minister of the Catholic Church in 2009. That's a long time. In 2009, May 2009, that's when I stopped practicing as a Catholic priest. I've been on an indefinite leave of absence since that time. Therefore, my activities are not being blessed by the Catholic Church. I'm not a friend for the Catholic Church. I'm not speaking in their name. Neither have I ever championed anything in the name of the Catholic Church. So the Catholic Church knows that this time I don't say mass, I don't baptize, I don't minister. I go to church as a layperson and I receive communion from the priest. That's the situation. So those who are accusing me of scandalizing the Catholic Church, you need to understand that we are in a totally different situation altogether here, down here. What happens here is that when a person announces or tries to confront a regime, there are too many people who come to scandalize the name of such a person and accuse them of all sorts of things. But on the ground, majority of the people, maybe by now 75% of Zambians, especially young people, agree with what I'm doing, and they are saying, don't disappoint us by succumbing to this pressure they are putting on you. Go ahead. Time has come for Zambia to have new thinking, new people that can create a new Zambia.
Do you think you have the grassroots support, and how soon will your party be unveiled in Zambia?
The government is doing everything to frustrate our efforts to form a political party. But we are very confident that very soon our party will be born. Whether I have a lot of support from the grassroots, whether I'm popular or not, is not for me to say. Go on the streets of Zambia and ask people. Go into the market. Go to the hospital. Go into prisons. Go into churches and ask them that question. They should answer. If I'm popular, if I'm a grassroots person, they will give you the answer.
You've received criticisms from a lot of people who say that you claim that God is leading you to form a political party. Others are saying that you are a con man who is using the name of God to come to power. And that people, supporters of the government, are saying that God has put President Sata there to lead the country at this time. What do you say to that?
When Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream," when other people say, "I have a vision for this country," when people say they have been inspired by God to do something, they don't commit any crime. I still believe that even today, God inspires people. I still believe even today that people do get visions, that people do get inspiration. It could be from scientific avenues. It could be from anthropological avenues. They do get inspiration. All I've been saying myself is that I feel inspired. I feel God is using me to provide the Zambian people with that link that they require to break from the old type of politics to a new type of politics. From the old politicians that have been there from 1964 to a new breed of politicians. Politicians driven by service to the people. Politicians who are self-effacing. Politicians who want to serve the Zambian people and accelerate development. And I don't think I'm committing any crime or indeed presenting myself as a con man just because I say I'm inspired to do something. Inspiration is the key. Even those who solved some of the biggest world's problems, even those that discovered electricity, that discovered waves and were able to give us, you know, the gift of or the innovation of a television, the innovation of telecommunications, such as we are communicating now, they had some form of inspiration. So that is not an issue for me. It's not an issue. But as we are in a situation where once you want to challenge the status quo, all kinds of people are lined up to scandalize you.
What problems do you have with the Patriotic Front Party, the ruling party? Because you have supported this party during the MMD days and has come to power. You are one of the major proponents of the party. What led to the fallout? What happened?
The question should be, what problem, what are the issues that the Zambian people have with the Patriotic Front? Because I'm just somebody championing the cause of the people. What I stand for is what the people stand for. The Patriotic Front has gone back on their election promises. And we have decided to distance ourselves from them because some of the mistakes that they have made are just too fundamental for us to turn a blind eye. They have, for instance, violated human rights. They have violated constitutional rights to the point of even blocking opposition political parties from having meetings. Our constitution is very clear. Freedom of assembly, freedom of association is guaranteed. Our president has made sure that the opposition are not given democratic space to express themselves, to assemble and address their members. This is but one example of how our government has gone to great lengths to undo or indeed to go against the election promises. And some of us who believe in respect for human rights, who believe in respect for constitutional rights, we have just said this is not what we expected. And we have decided to distance ourselves from them. But distancing ourselves from them is not enough. We want to provide the kind of leadership that Zambians can be proud of, the kind of leadership that would make Zambia, have a place among the great nations of the world in terms of respect for human rights and dignity.